Right, we're up to the Gemara under Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We said that the husband eats the peiros of the things that the wife brings in, and we'll see that if they are things that get used up, then we sell them and we buy land, and she owns the land, and the husband gets the peiros of the land. Verse like this, Pshita Aru Bati. Now, we're going to buy something to produce peiros. And one of them says they want land. And the other one says they want to buy houses. They're both considered land. Which one is a better investment? So the halacha is Aru. Pshita Aru Bati Aru. That land is better than houses. Because the land, the mice, has much better chance of producing fruit, and the houses could fall down, and they're not a sure thing. Bati vidikli, if one wants to buy houses, and one wants to buy land's not available, or they don't want, neither one wants to buy land. So one says, "Let's invest in houses, and I will get the rent," the husband says, or dikli, palm trees, date trees. So then the halacha is bati, that houses are a better investment. Dikli ve'ilni, date palms or other kinds of trees. Dikli, the date palm is better than the other trees. Ilni ve'gufni, stam fruit trees and grapevines. Ilni, stam trees are better, a better investment. Okay. Abazardisa uperi de kavra. Right, now we're gonna do think. We have what's it called? Abazardisa is like a place where they have trees that are for uzrodin, some kind of unimportant fruit that usually grow those trees not for the fruit but for the lumber, for the timber. So lemaisa, you're not going to have fruit from it. You're going to cut it down for timber. Upera de kavre is a fish pond. So amri la pera. Some say that that is considered peras, and the husband gets them, right? Because there's nothing that comes from it. There's no peras that comes from it. That is the peras. The timber itself is the peras. And the same thing with the fish pond. The fish are the peras. But Amri La Karna, some they say no, that the since they don't produce fruit, so they are the carrot. So what you do is you sell them, you buy land, and he eats the fruit from that. But the initial principle she keeps from the timber wood and from the fish pond. Klola de Milsa, this is Rashi's girsa. Tosis brings down Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, just the opposite, but this is the girsa we have. Klola de Milsa, Gizo Machlif Peira. If the thing will produce other things, it'll regenerate itself. So then that's called Peiras. You don't sell it, you keep it, and it'll keep regenerating itself, and he eats the Peiros, and she has the principle. En Gizo Machlif Karna. But if it doesn't regenerate itself, then that thing itself is considered Peiras. And therefore you sell it, and what's it called, the buy land, and he eats the payers of that land, and she keeps the value of the thing that to begin with. Okay, Zirashi. Pshita li aru bati ara nof look sothin ubalikach lakarka. Right, she what's it called? She brings into the marriage cash. So the halacha is you buy land with that cash, so he can have the payros from it. And she maintains the principle. Ze omer karka bazriani rotze. One says, I want to invest the cash in plantable field. The zosomer is batimani rotze. And the other one says, no, I want to invest it in houses. Ani rotze likach o epach, or the opposite. She says the land, he says the houses, or vice versa. Ara. Zavina mina. The halacha is you buy land. Sheschara meruba ve'ena markevis, because the land doesn't get rotten, and it, what's it called, produces more revenue than the houses. Ushneim ma'aktim. L'chorot should really depend on the time of and whatever. But the houses also could fall down. Habal yochel omer dover shepei rosa merubim ani chofetz. The husband can say, I want something that generates more profit. I'm entitled to a profit. I have a right to say what brings more profit. The chenim bohu likach bayis yicholda hilomar eni rotsa bedover shu kola v'holech v'akerem mismayit. If he wants to buy houses, she can say, I don't want a house. The house could fall down. It gets rotten. Right? It gets dilapidated. I want to ensure that my Karen stays, what's it called, in its original value. Bati, Shorin Maruba, Midikli. However, houses compared to date palms, the houses produce more revenue. Shehena Suyin Liabish, because the date palms sometimes dry up. Dikli, Tmorim, Ilni, Sharilonis. Dikli is date palms and Ilani is other kinds of trees, other with fruit. Abba Yar Lachtoch Eitzim. Abba Zardi is a forest that's used for timber wood. Zardiso, Ilono Shal Uzudin. So they could either be Ilono Srak, which don't produce any fruit, or they produce inferior fruit, which is better to cut down the tree for timber than to use the fruits. At least to cut it down for timber. This is a fish pond. So Amri la Peri, im nafal la Yerusha, if she got this as a Yerusha, so now the halacha is he gets the payros and she keeps the principal. So the timber itself is the pri, and the fish are the pri. And the land that they grow in and the land that the pond is in, that's the keren. But the fish and the timber, that's the perish. He gets all the timber and he gets all the fish. The Amri law, kulu havikarna. And others say no, right? Since the trees get completely used up, they don't produce any revenue, that's not perish. Right? And the same thing goes with the fish. They get used up, they don't produce any revenue. I don't know why the fish don't reproduce, but make his mashman, that's not the case. If I call you mochramiyah, and therefore what do? You sell all of it, and you buy land that generates fruit. But these things themselves are her principle. The yukaben karga du ochel peru, the hu ochel perus. Ilon en gizel machlif. Trees that are, what's it called, is called en gizel machlif. It doesn't reproduce itself because once you cut down the tree, there's nothing there anymore. Okay. Omrav Zera, Omrav Oshio, Omrav Yane. Va'amri lo, Omrav Abba, Omrav Yoshio, Omrav Yane. Hagonev Vlad Behemas Malog. Right, somebody steals the offspring of a behema that the woman brought in to the marriage, or that she had a Yerusha. Okay. So now who does that offspring belong to? So you would say it belongs to the husband, because it's Peros. Right, she brought in the animals. The animals had other animals. That's payers. Right, so mishalim tashlumei kefil leisha. So he pays kefil to the wife, not to the husband. Kiman lo kerabbanan velo kechananya. Because that doesn't go like the rabbanan or like chananya. The tanya, we have a brisa where there's a machlokas rabbanan and chananya. Vlad behemas malog lebal. Right, the offspring of animals that she brings in to the marriage belong to the husband. They're peiros. Vlad shifchas malog leisha. However, the offspring of slaves, women slaves that she brings in, that belongs to her. See one second why. The Chananya ben Achi Yoshia Omar Asu vlad shifcha malog ki vlad behema malog. No, they're the same. And what's it called? Therefore, they both belong to the husband. So Chananya holds they both belong to the husband. The what's it called? The Chachamim hold that the behema belongs to the husband, but the shivcha, the eved, belongs to the woman. But by behema, everybody holds it belongs to the husband. Why you pay kefil to the woman? The chorah belongs to the husband. Where it says afilu tema divrei akol. No, everybody agrees with this. Why? Peira takinu l'rabbanan. Peira de peira lo takinu l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave peiros to the husband, not the peiros of peiros. Therefore, the keifo is not the peiros. He gets the animal, but he doesn't get the keifo on the animal because that's peire peiros. That's two steps removed from the principle. Rashi, Vlad behemas malog, shenofalo behema b'yerusha v'yolda. She got a behema, or again, she brought it into the marriage. Same thing. She got a yerusha, and of animals, and the animals had offspring. Tashlume kefal leisha v'lolaba. The woman gets the kefal on the offspring. Kasolkadai tiksovra ena vlados peri elakeret. Right now, we think that the reason is that the offspring is considered keret, not peris. The yukach ben karka. What are you supposed to do with them? Buy land. She keeps the principle of the value of the land, and he gets the payers. The chayshin and shematamus ha'ein v'yichle ha'keren. Why? Because we're afraid that the mother will die, and she won't be able to regenerate anything. And we said wherever the thing doesn't regenerate anything, then that's what's a quote considered. It itself is considered keren, not payers. Vlad shivcha malog leisha. However, the slave of the offspring of a slave, that belongs to the woman. The kamei mefarish time. The Gemara doesn't explain the reason coming up. Peira guf havlad, peira de peira kefal habalav. Right, the vlad itself, there everybody agrees it belongs to the husband, but the kefal that it generates is peira de peira. That the rabbanan never gave him. Okay. Mar says Bishlom al Chananya, who holds that both the Shivcha and the what's it called and the Vlad Behema belong to the husband, right? The Lo Chayshina Lemisa, because we're not afraid that they're gonna that the slave woman's gonna die or the animal's gonna die. It'll continue producing offspring. So therefore it's considered payrus. The offspring is considered payrus. Elorabonan, ichai shilamisa afilu vlad behema malog nomilo. If you're afraid it's gonna die, and therefore it's not gonna regenerate, so then everything, the vlad itself, is also considered keren, but both by the animal and by the evet. Why do you consider it peri? The ilochai shilamisa, if you're not afraid it's gonna die, then it will regenerate, then why aren't both of them peris? Afilu vlad shivcha malog nomi. Then the vlad of shivcha also should be considered peiros. Mar says that la'olam chay shilamisa. The rabbanon are choshesh that either the animal will die or the shivcha will die, and therefore she won't regenerate anything more. Okay, the shani behema dika ora. But the behema leaves something. There's always some of the principle left. When a shivcha dies, she's buried. That's it. She's finished. But when an animal dies, you can be nehenna from the carcass. So even though the animal's going to die, some of the principle remains, and therefore what's it called? It's considered, the vlad is considered peiros. But the shivcha is considered keren. So the vlad of the shivcha belongs to the woman, and the vlad of the behema belongs to the husband. Rashi, the ika ora, the high hakeren kala kulo, the ain hakeren kala kulo. There's always something left, so the principle doesn't get lost completely. And wherever the principle doesn't get lost completely, what it produces is considered peiros. Omer avhuna bere barchia omer Shmuel, halacha kechananya. The halacha is like Chananya, that both of them are considered peiros. Omer rova omer of Nachman, afagav omer Shmuel halacha kechananya. Mode Chananya, she in this garsha, no sen is domim v'not lasam. Right? Even Chananya admits, even though they belong to the husband, but if she gets divorced, she can buy off, she has the rights to buy off that Eved, or Behema. Right? She gives money and she takes them. She has to pay for it because it belongs to him. But he has to give it up. She ends up getting the Eved. Why? Because it's a praise to her father's house that his nechosim, his avodim, remain by his daughter, not by the ex son-in-law. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, hichnisalo eiz lechelba, v'rochel legizasa, the tarnigolis lebeitzasa, the deka leperosav, right? If she brought in a goat that they milk, or a sheep that they shear, or a tarnigolis for eggs, or a dekel, a date palm for the dates. Och v'holich at shetichla keren. So the halacha is can eat the peiros from these things until the keren is finished. Rashi. Och v'eis l'chelba, l'echol chelba, to eat the drink the milk. Legizoseho hein ikr shalah, right? I think it's a shaila by milk, whether it's considered an ochel or a mashka, the gabi tumba. Rashi says lechol chelba, to eat the milk, right? So it's didn't only drink it. Okay. Legizoseho hein ikr shalah, lahochi nokav lahu, vuadin de shokil chala velados, right? You could have the same thing for sheep. You could have milk also, but sheep's milk is not usually, goat's milk they do have. But sheep's milk is not an ikr. The ikr over there is the shearings. Ocha v'hole, the gabi behema ika ora, the gabi tarnigolis ika notza. There's always something left, even if the thing dies, there'll be something left of the keren, right? By the behema, you'll have the carcass, the tarnigolis, you'll have the feathers, and the deco, even if it dries up, you'll have the timber. Avohani kulu peiros ninu shemischad shintamid v'derech hanosam hi, and therefore all the other things are considered peiros, and he can continue eating up until the keren goes away. Okay. Omer of Nachman, ayla leglima, she brought in clothing. Peirahavi, machzibot va'ozel adikalia, right? So he can wear the thing. So the peiros are wearing it. That's the hanah that you get out of the beged, and he can wear it till it wears out. Okay, why? Taman luchara, because what's luchara? What's left? What's left is even after it wears out, you still have the material. Rashi uses it to stuff a pillow or something. Rashi peiri havei aili laglima talis benichse malu. She brought in a garment. Afapi shalosh shamaso biksuba. Right, so she, what's it called, has to keep the keren, and he gets the peiros. So peiriha kisuyo shemiskase menohem peirosa. So what are the peiros of the garment wearing it? So he can wear it or give it somebody else to wear and charge the money, right? Until it wears out. Umichsi vazu beadikoli v'ha shchokim yula lekeren. And she'll keep the worn out beged, that's the keren. Now, since the keren doesn't get worn out completely, there's always something left, then the wearing it is considered peiros, and he has a right to wear it, even if it wears out, and her keren will remain. Right? If they made it nichsei tzon barzel, he accepts that even if it gets worth more or less, he'll take the loss, or he'll get the benefit. But here, they didn't do that. So she only gets what's left of it. But if there's something left, then it's called keren. If there's nothing left, it gets used up completely, then that's not called keren. That entire thing is what's it called, is there's no peiri. Then the wearing it is the keren, and they have to sell it by land, and he'll leave the peiris in the land. Kiman omer of Nachman lahadish yura pursa havilekarna. Rav Nachman said that even if you just have left over the worn clothing, or like we said, the chicken feathers, that's good enough to make it considered keren. Who holds like that? Keman ki haitana detanya hamelech v'hachol hareza peiros. Right, salt and sand, where you dig these things and mine them, mine salt and mine sand. That's peiros. Pir shel gofris machporis shel tzarif rav meir omer keren v'chachol omer peiros. Why? So she says hamelech v'hachol. Nafla Yerusha al Svasaya. Haritsin Asun Shemehayam Nichnasim Behem. The Hachama Miyabshasan. It's called sea salt. Where you mine the salt from the water. The water dries out, and the salt is left in these excavations. That's how they make sea salt. Vosin Melech. The hay masreifos mayim hamurim b'mikra. This is what's in Yoshua called masreifos mayim. The water evaporated and the salt remained. Metargamina charitza yom. V'hachol makom shenotin chol lebinyan. And a place where they have a place where they mine earth for building. Right? That's what's it called? A machtsev. It's called a... there's a word for it, whatever it's called.
Quarry,
that's what it's called. But stones, but this is similar to that. Hareza peros, the old lo amrin yimkaro somakom v'yukach ben karka barzria. That in itself is the peros, the salt and the sand. Why? Because it does regenerate. There's always something left. L'fisha ain pirio kola la'olam. You never run out of salt. There's not, the seawater is not going to ever run out. And the sand, there's always more to dig. So by these, even Rav Meir agrees, this itself is Peiros. Pier, Gophris, Guma, Shechofrim, and a Gophris. However, a hole that you have lime that you take from it. The Chain, Machporish, Shel Tzrif, Alum, Shetzovim, Ben, Begadim, Umeshi, the Tofrim, Chofrim, also Bekarka. That also, you mine alum and lime. Sofa lichlos. Over there, the lime eventually, gets used up. The same thing with the alum. Ulagil is sod karka bialma. You can keep digging down and constantly getting earth, but you can't keep digging down and constantly getting alum or lime. Eventually, you deplete the lime and the alum. So the mayor or carrot.
It's rock, like a Moshe Matasiel. You dig, you'll get rock.
Right. Well, so that's a quarry. No, not really, because if you keep going past the rock, you'll get more sand. You just have to break up the rock. Rameir o makarim, v'yimokar v'yukla b'dom makarka. Rameir holds that it's karen. You sell it, you generate peiros through the karka. L'fisha pir yokala, since it's going to get depleted, that's called karen. Something that gets depleted is called karen. The chachomer in peiros, v'mokam aguma yelo karen. The hole itself is something left. In a chanami, you're going to run out of alum and lime, but you'll still have what's in the hole. The hole itself is part of the karen. So he gets to get all the alum and all of the lime, and she'll keep the hole. But who has in the glima? Same thing goes with the garment. He can wear it till it wears out. She'll keep the threads. It's not like fruit that totally rots, there's nothing left. Or money. You use it up and it's finished. For every pruta, if it gets wasted, ruined, if nobody pays it back, that's it, there's nothing left of it. That's called caring. Okay. Let's just finish up. Reb Shimon Hanu Tanakama. Shimon is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. Amarava mechubarim b'shas yitzia ikabinayim. The nafkamina is if the peiros were connected to the ground when she got divorced, are they considered peiros? Or since they never were detached from the ground, they're considered part of the ground and she gets it. It's a keren. That's the machlokas between them. Rashi. The Hainu Kanakama, Chachomim, so Rav Shimon saying the same thing as the Chachomim said. Mechuborim b'shasitziyah. Dolo ayrubu rabbanim. The rabbanim didn't mention what happens to peiros that are mechuborim b'shas when she has divorced. They spoke about peiros that were mechuborim when she got married. If they're peiros or not. Right? Vahu rabbanim. Les luhu. Hada om Rav Shimon b'yitziyasa shalah. They don't hold like Rav Shimon that since they're still mechubor l'karka, they're considered part of the karen. But since they were produced when they were, what's it called, married, it's considered peiros, even though they didn't detach them. The kasavri mashigodl b'shuso shalo. What grew was in his reshus. The tallish b'shas yitzia lekala meimer. If it was detached when she got divorced, everybody holds that it's his peiros. The pligi olea, the venemru shalo, the kivan the tol shenakol modem shezachavet. Since they're detached from the ground, they're for sure peiros, and he's the one who gets them. The peiros are the vlados. K kefil is what the vlados generate because of the knas. That's peri de peri. So the kefil she gets. What? If somebody steals something, they have to pay back double. So they pay back double to the, what's it called, to the woman. The money that they have to pay goes to the woman, not to the husband. Even though it's his thing, but his thing because it's payrus of the original thing. The kefil now is payrus of that payrus that he doesn't get.
Okay, we're up to the second Mishnah, the first Mishnah really, on your Aryan test on the base. Nothul avodim ushvachol zakenim. Yimachru v'yilkach miyem karkav hu okul peiris. Shim gamliel omer lo simkor nehem shevach beis aviga. Okay, she got in her nichse malog old slaves who don't produce what it costs to, their upkeep. So the Tanakhama says that since they're going to die and they can't make their upkeep, so therefore you sell them to somebody who wants an old slave, and you buy land, and he eats the payrus of the land. Some of the working conditions for these slaves are better than what's for most workers today. Rashim Gamliel says you don't sell them because it's a shevach. As long as they're alive, it's a shevach for the father's house that these slaves represent his stature. But everybody agrees that if they're if they can make, you can at least make, break even with them, that then you don't sell them. That's what many Rishonim say. Nothul azesim ukfanim zakenim. Right, you have old trees that also don't produce what their upkeep is. Cost more to keep them to keep them going than they get fruit from them. So then is machlokas. Then you machru v'yukach bem karka v'ochel peiris. Same thing. Sell them, buy land, and he eats the peiris of the land. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo simkor neshein shevach beisavia. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. You don't sell these also. Also shevach beisavia. That it's a covet for the father's home that his daughter has these trees that were part of her dowry. And Shaila whether Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree with this also, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda is taking it one step further. The avodim is a shevach. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the trees may not be a shevach, and Rabbi Yehuda adds that extra. There are girses which say both Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he argues in both of them the same way. Okay. Rashi. Lo simkor, yecholahi la'akiv. She be ma'akiv and say, I don't want you to sell it. Okay, even though they don't produce their upkeep. Okay, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav, machloke shenoflu besodah shalah. Oh no, right. Machloke shenoflu besodah shalah. That's only if these trees are in her field. So then, what's it called? So then, even if they die, there's still a field left as the keren. Al besodah she'ena shalah. But if just the father bought trees and didn't have any land, so only the trees were the dowry. Only the trees were the Arusha, however she got these trees. And the trees are eventually going to be gone, finished. They're going to die, and that's the end of them. The divrei akol timkor, mishum the kokal yukarna. Because over here, the trees, for sure, are considered what's it called, peiris. Because there's no keren. The keren's going to be gone. So you sell it, and you produce fruit from the karka. Maskevler of Yosef, Hari Avonim Vishvachos, the Chisoda Shena Shaladomi, Upligi, right? Lechora, by Avonim and Shvachos, there's no Karen, they're gonna die, and that's the end. Nothing you can do with them. And still, what's it called, they argue. Eliyat Marhochiyat, Omer of Kahanu Ra, Machlokis Besoda Shena Shalad. The Machlokis is Dafka in a place where the field isn't hers, only the trees. So then one holds that here, for sure you sell it. because the trees are going to die and she's going to the husband's going to be left with nothing to produce peiros. And Rav Shimon Gamliel still holds it's better because of shevach beisaviyah, she could be ma'akiv. Some say that she has to make up the loss to the husband. For the upkeep. She can't expect him to pay for these avodim and he doesn't get any produce from it. But the mice is she can be ma'akiv, they shouldn't sell it at least. But if it'll be her field, everybody would agree that you don't sell it because of Shevach Besavia. Rashi, Machlokis, Dezesim Ukfanim, Besoda Shalosh, Nafala, Karka, Ima Ilanos. She yarshim the field and the trees together. The Chiyav, Shizesim, Havila Karka, the Karen. Even if the trees will dry up and die, she'll still have the land. So something will be left from this to produce fruit for the husband of the sodashay nishalaka go chayula via zaysim shikana below karka almanashu karka the karka hamocher valokech yoko peris achivshu. He bought trees without any land with the condition that he can leave his trees in the other guy's land until they dry up. Divrei akoltim korv yukach ben karka, here for sure you sell them, buy karka and he eats the peris of the karka. The ein echod neyam yochala akim michiras, nobody can hold back their sale. She'ein kan shevach beis av heicha dekal yukarna, where the trees are going to dry up completely, there's no shevach beis aviha. Mar says the avodim and shvachos, you can't say that because avodim and shvachos is exactly like the case of trees without land, and still there's a machlokas. The chimaisi kal yukarna legamrei uplige the chosman dehein kayomim haviyolah the beis aviha l'shemul l'tiferes. It's a glory to the father's house to have these old slaves around that you bring nostalgically what it was like, you know, on the old homestead or whatever. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamotzi hotzos al nichse ishto. A person spends money, for the upkeep of his wife's property. Again, the property she brought into the marriage, either he guarantees it or it's hers and, he gets the payers from it. And he spent money to, she got a field, and he spent the money to, fertilize it and to hire people to work on it or whatever. So, hotzi harbe, the ochal kima, he spent a lot, but he didn't get a lot of return. It was a very poor crop. Kima the ochal harbe, or he spent a little bit, he was lucky, then the field produced a tremendous amount. He only put out of his pocket a small amount for expenses, and he got a lot of profit. The field produced a lot of payers. Masha hotzi hotzi, masha ochalachom. Right? But, so he can't complain. Whatever he spent. Whatever he got. Right? If he got a lot more than he spent, that's fine. If he spent more than he got, it's also fine. But, but if he didn't have any benefit, he put out expenses and the field didn't produce anything, zero. Then Yeshava kama hotzi b'yitol. Then he takes a shvua how much he spent and he gets his expenses back. Because he didn't have in mind to put out the expense for getting nothing, but he had in mind to get out the expense with the risk that he'll get something. So if he got a lot, fine. If he didn't get a lot, then that was the intention. If he got nothing, that wasn't the intention. Rashi, Masha hotzi hotzi im girsha. Then he divorces her, he gets back his expenses. He doesn't get back the expenses till he divorces her. The kamakima, what's if he even got a little bit? How much is called a little bit? And that's not called nothing. Amravasi, afilu grogris achas. Even one dried out fig. Vahusha achla derech kavod. As long as he ate it, Derech Kavod, it would be kvias. He ate it as a part of a meal, right? Not stam that he gnashed it, you know, on the way. That's not even considered anything. But if he sat down and he ate this grogris, but Derech Kavod, that's considered getting something, and therefore, even if he spent a tremendous amount of money more, he doesn't get anything back. Omar,
he lost anyway.
What?
He's reckless. Spent $1 million and he gets nothing. It's like anybody go get investing something and lost. He should not get anything back. He could be reckless. Bashaya.
Yeah, but she didn't benefit, but what's it called, he did it with the intention that his wife's happy with that.
He took a chance, it's not his money.
Yeah, no, I understand, but
he took it with his own money, he took it with somebody else's money.
Well, that's okay, that's, you're putting in a thing, he did it with his own money, right? And he did it because he wanted to get payers. So he's, otherwise, the halacha is different. If somebody puts money into somebody else's field, the halacha is that we'll get to in a little while, that he gets it back. Even if nobody asked him. But the maisa, I invested in your field. You got a benefit from it. Okay. Rabbi Abba, Amri Beirav, Rabbi Abba said in the yeshiva of Rav, Afilu Shigra de Tamri, even a small group of dates. Rashi will see is bothered by the fact, what's the afilu? A small group of dates is more important than one dried out fig. Rashi, Rabbi Amar, afilu shigra dechatamri. Tamarim nidochim yachad. You have dates that are pressed together. Kederesh adorsim tainim yachad litros. Like they sell the dates pressed together, right, by the pound. Afelu kain, mikri shigra. That's called the shigra de tamri. Vanishamati shigra truyos, to mean eshkol tamari, a group of them, a cluster of them. Vikashali, mayafilu to Rabbi Abba. Hagrogers griem itmari, right? One dried out fig is less than a cluster of dates. Kidisnan of a grogris, ochal grogris, the shilim tamarim, tovla bracha. Figs are not as good as dates. So if a little bit is considered one dried out fig, surely dates is considered something. So what's the afilu? The ihavi garcin and laha, the rebi abba beresha, mikmi dravasi lohavi kashli midi. Could be the order is different. Could be the order should be that Rav Abba said what he said first. And then Ravasi added, not only that, even one dried up fig. Yesh svarim mishubashim, the kasubahem, then there's some svarim that have a different gear, so it's totally distorted. The kasubahem, the kama harbe, how much is harbe? Omar Ababa, the gear shishoti muzu, it's ridiculous. Right? Because once we know that kima is even one dried out fig, harbe is anything more than that. You don't need a shear for the harbe. The harbe is more than one dried out fig. A dried out fig or more. Kama harbi lamai hilchasoi boy lahu. What do we just harbi? My nafkalo chamina. Ko kama da havi yosu al grogris achas havi harbi ad laolam. Right? There's no limit above. Right? The limit is the minimum. Okay. Mar says, boy rabbe boy. Chutsa de tamri mai. Right? If you have, chutzah de tamri is what when you make beer out of dates. So what's left over from the beer making process, that's called chutzah de tamri. Rashi, achar shasu ben sheichar, the nishar apsolus. What you didn't take, what didn't go into the beer, is the refuse of the dates. Inam idochim harbe kedei lasos mem sheichar. Or you, pressed or ground up a lot of them to make beer. So it's very inferior. So what's halacha teku? That's a shaila whether that is as good as one dried out fig or not. Where it says, lo achla derech kovod mai. What if you didn't eat these derech kovod? You ate them on the road. Snack on your way. So is that considered something or not? Rashi lo achla derech kovod mai, bekama havyachila. How much is considered that he got something that he can't claim his expenses? Amar ula pligi batrei amoroi b'maravin. In Eretz Yisrael, there were two amoroi. We argued about this. Chad amra b'ki iser. One said iser's worth. V'chad amra b'ki dinner, a dinner's worth. A dinner is 24 times or 25 times the amount of an iser. B'ki iser, shove iser. Okay. Omar Daini de Pumpadisa, Ovid Ravi, Amri Daini de Pumpadisa, Ovid Ravi Yehuda Uvda Bechavileis Moros. Ravi Yehuda even said that if the husband didn't get any fruit to eat, he just got the branches. That's also something.
Rav Yehuda Tameh, and Rav Yehuda goes according to his reasoning in another halacha. Dom Rav Yehuda, achla or l'shvias kilayim hariza chazaka. Right, the halacha is that if one of the years, Rashi says, Masha from Rashi, it's only one of the years, but from other Rishon is Masha, even all 3 years, was Orla. So you didn't get, a person's machzik in a sada. So the halacha is, somebody claims the field is his, and somebody else can prove that it was his to begin with, and this guy says, yeah, it was yours to begin with, I bought it, and I lost my shtar. So originally we don't believe him. But if he's there 3 years, and eats the produce of the field, the normal produce for 3 years, and the other guy wasn't mocha, so then we say that if it would really be yours and you didn't sell it, you should have protested his being in your field and eating your produce. The fact that you didn't protest is a proof that it's his, that his claim is true, and even though he lost his shtar, we believe him that he lost his shtar. So what happens if he didn't eat the actual produce? Because it was orla. So orla only applies to the fruit. He used the branches, but he didn't eat the fruit. The fruit was asher. Or shvius. It was shvius, the fruit was hefker. But the trees weren't hefker. So he used the branches. Kilayim, or kilayim also. Even though kilayim, even the branches become asher. But that's only if they grow an extra 200th when they're mixed together. But whatever didn't grow an extra 200th is still mutter. Hareza chazaka, still it's a chazaka, even though he didn't eat the actual fruit, but he ate from what was permitted, that's also called a chazaka. So you see that even if you didn't eat fruit, that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda, is called something. So the husband got something, even if he only got branches. Rashi. Dainu pumpadisa rapapa bar Shmuel, the Perakamas Sanhedrin. Dainu de pumpadisa refers to rapapa bar Shmuel. Ovad Rav Yehuda Uvda, the Choshva Achila B'Chavila Yishmoros. He considered that the husband got something, even if he only got benefit from the branches. Shehein Michael Apilin. These branches are things that elephants eat. The Hechel Mehem Abala Behemto, the Girish Asishto. And he fed them, he couldn't eat the branches, he fed them to his animals. And then he divorced his wife. Rav Yehuda says he doesn't get anything back on his investment, on the money put into the land, because he got something out of it. That's called getting something. Because he didn't grow a 200th, like Tosfos explains. So the person made the chazaka, but he didn't eat the actual produce of the field, because it was asur. Or it was hefker. What he ate was only the branches. So he used that for his animals. Is that called a chazak or not? Is that considered that the person should have made a macha because this guy is eating his produce? Is that called eating your produce? Because you didn't eat the actual fruit. Harizu chazaka. Olin lo leminin sholoshonim. I achas me asholoshonim achas meilu. Rashi's mashma, that's only one of the years. You have to have two regular years, and one of the years could be this. And other Rishonim learn all 3 years could be that. Harizu chazaka garsina and hachav v'vavasha. It's also another shita. Rashi and Tosfos learn that it's talking where you ate the branches that were mutter. Others learn it's talking where you ate the fruit, the iser. Right, but for some reason, what's it called? Right, that's still called the chazaka for something that would have been osur to the person who, what's it called, osur to the person who's making the chazaka, but if it didn't belong to him, it would be mutter to the bailin. They, according to them, it's mutter to them. It's osur to the person who made the chazaka. For instance, kilayim, I can't make somebody else's thing osur. Doesn't become osur. According to me that it's mine, I can make it osur. But according to you that it's yours, I can't make it osur. So to you it's mutter, and to me it's osur. So that case also will be good. Okay, vayten. Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Chisda. Hamotzi hotzos al nichse ishto, ketana. Right, a guy married a woman, not min haTorah, min the Rabbanan. Her father died, her brothers and mother married her off. So she could be mamayim and just run out of the marriage. So this guy now put money into her nechasim, right? So the halacha is
Here it says the halacha of someone who put money into somebody else's field, that he gets his hotzah back. He gets at least his whichever is less. Either he gets the profit or the hotzah, whichever is less. My time. Why did they do that? Here, l'chore, we should say if he ate a little bit, he doesn't get anything. Just like a regular woman. Why is the ketana better than a regular woman? My time of du barabon tekanti kechel nafsidina. Because by a ketana, he's always afraid she's a mimai, and he won't put anything into it and destroy the land. But if he knows that at least he'll get his investment back, he'll invest and keep up the land. Now, shaking a regular husband, right, he knows that his wife can't just walk out on him. So he's willing to put money out, hoping that he's not going to divorce her. If he does, you know, there'll be a profit or whatever. Rashi. Ishtoktani, Yisoma Shithiyosu Ima Vachel V'yicholu L'mayim. Shemotzel Nichse Acher V'imiyan Abo Shomen Lo Shevach Shishbiyach V'notul Kamishpet Arisei Medina. Right? If she walks out on him, we assess how much there's profit, and we give him the profit from his hotzos. Avdula Rabbanan Hachtakant, the Shomen Lokoris. Why over here do we give him his hotzos? What's it called? Even if he got nothing out of it. Avdula Rabbanan Hachtakant, the Shomen Lokoris. Kihek lo lefsedino, shlo yachsif yakalkala karkos, the yochal velo yashbiach. He won't put anything into it because he's afraid she's going to walk out on him. So he'll eat the fruit wherever it grows, and he'll leave the field, what's it called, to get ruined. Shadoig shemetimoy. The kiven to shaymin and leikor is sulo matzibu. If we know that he's going to get the profits of the field, he'll put money into it. Meimer omer shemalotimoy. Maybe she won't walk out on me. The imtimoy and areel to shvachi lefiamoli. And even if she walks out, the Rabbanan made a takana that I'll get my profit according to how much I put into it. Hahi itza de noflo arba meazuze bechozoi. A woman had a Yerusha 400 zoos that fell to her in bechozoi, and she had no way of getting it. Ozul gavra afik shish mea aisi arba mea. So her husband went and spent 600 zoos on the traveling expenses. I guess he didn't think it was going to cost that much to begin with, whatever, to bring the 400 zoos to her. Right? On the train, they wanted more than the 600. He needed 601. So he took one from the 400 and used it for the train. The shokel minayu. Also came to Ravami. She came to Ravami, wanted his 600, and he divorced her. He wants his 600 shekel back. 600 zoos.
601.
600, no, the one was hers, was from the 400. Omer le mashahotzi hotzi mashahochalachal, no, the maisha used one of the 400, so you got the benefit, got some benefit, so you lose all of your expenses. You get nothing. Omer le rabban and the ravami, so rabban said to ravami, honey mi lehecha dekocho peiri, that's where you ate from the peiros. There was some benefit. Here, the money, the 400 zoos, is not peiros, that's keren. So Rami reassessed his position, and he said, if that's the case, then he should take a shavua, how much he spent, and he gets his expenses back. Rashi. Chozoi shei makom. V'hoya racho came in, it was far away. V'hoya mapik oleh shismeya v'holechas aderech mishalov. He spent 600 zoos to bring the 400 zoos home. Shoyes shevach keneged yitzia. Hu da'amrinu yishova v'yitol. What are we doing yet? No. So the what's it called? Over here, it's talking where she told him to go get the 400 zoos. And it was worth, for some reason, it was worth him, what's it called, spending 600 zoos to bring these 400 zoos to her. I'm not 100% sure why that was the case, but in any case, that's what he did. Probably he didn't think it was going to cost him that much. In the end, that's what it cost him. So in the end, he ended up spending more than the whole Yerusha was worth. Okay. But in any case, since he didn't have any payros, he just took from the Karen, that's not called having a benefit,
and he gets his expenses back.
That's a man. He could have walked home.